Okay, let's go now, Shara Bechina, and we're up to the Inyan of Motion, which the Chavis HaLodos describes the Inyan of Motion as an almost otherworldly experience. It's not something you sense with your senses. He said over B'Shem, one of the philosophers, I don't know whoever that was, Ruach HaTvoim Hi HaTenua, the central engine of the whole Bria and everything is motion. And again, I when I was studying about the sun for Birchas HaChama, I saw this as well. Mamish, everything that happens can be traced back to motion. And the motion, there's some unseen hand. Even the scientists describe it as some unseen hand that's moving everything. It's not, you call it nature. But there's something that's the Siba for all motion, and that's causing all motion. And either the scientists in his days knew it, but that's what he says. V'chasher tovin, we're up to the middle of the paragraph, which starts with the word umima on page ayin dalid. V'chasher tovin, when you understand sod hatnua, this the secret, meaning the inner idea of motion, which is everything's source. The tovin inyono amitos, the tovin inyono amitosa, it's reality. V'ruchniyosua, and it's ruchnius. I don't know if ruchnius, I mean, it's not physical. It's not something we can touch or feel or see. It's something that just is, and we're aware of it with our seichel. If you remember in the Hagdamah to Chavis HaLodos, he really talks about ruchnius, something that we only like latch onto with our seichel. He calls that ruchnius, something that's not physical in the sense that we can sense it with our senses. Something that we can only like latch onto with our seichel is ruchnius. Shehimin ha'adinim biyoser, this is one of the most subtle things, b'chochmah ha'elokis. And I guess if you study it, you go home, you'll Google motion tonight, and motion, and you'll see. He says it's very, very edel, very, 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 very subtle idea. But tavchin, and then you will realize. He says this is how it's so easy to think of the Ribono Shel Olam, because when you come to realize that the source of everything in the world that happens, everything, is motion, and then you say Hashem is causing all the motion, right? So it becomes more real to you. This is what Chavis HaLodos is saying here. Through this bechina of motion, through the study and the perception and the bechina, the bechina of motion, you will come to say, then you'll say, oh, Hashem is making all the motion, and it'll be easier or more real to realize that Hashem is the source of everything that happens in the world. Because everything that happens in the world can be traced back to motion. And Hashem is the one making the motion. So He is causing everything in the world that happens. So when you realize about motion, and then you realize Hashem's causing the motion, it's that much, call it easier, call it more real, to be cognizant, and it's more real, that Hashem is the cause of everything that happens in the world. Except for, he says, Rak oziz bora lecha, wait, the tafkin koach hashgocha haborius ala babroin. And then you say, like, one of the difficulties we have is, does Hashem really cause every little thing? Like, Hashem has nothing better to do than to decide if this traffic light's going to be broken or not. Like, you know, but everything comes from motion. So everything. So you start to appreciate Hashem's hashgacha. Well, then it hits you that everything is only because Hashem wills it to happen. And it's through the bechina of motion you will become more. You'll become comfortable. It'll become more real to you that nothing. You know, I say that sometimes to people. Relax. Nothing happens unless it's Hashem's will. So everybody believes that. Yeah, sure, but when you say that sentence, when people are having a trouble, so that it's like, yeah, okay, I believe that, but like, but what do I do? Okay, yeah. But he says, this is the way to study motion. That's a very, very interesting totsa'a, benefit of bechina on Moshe. V'nihulo v'chefso miktana bat gedolam, hanistam em v'anigla, everything. Zulasi, except to bechira. That's the, and then it becomes more of a chiddush, and then you appreciate the opportunity we have to have bechira and to be zoche through our actions, and then once you realize how Hashem Ratzon is empowering everything that happens, then bechira becomes, you know, if you just say it and say, okay, Hashem's in charge of everything, so then it's very easy to say except for bechira. It doesn't cost anything to say except for bechira. Because you're not really into the, you know, Hashem's not anything except for bechira. But once you like really, really, really get it, that nothing happens except if it's Hashem's will, and you say, except for bechira, you go, wow, what a nace. It's a nace, because from your perspective, he doesn't speak this out, this I'm saying, from your perspective, it's bechira. But from the other guy's perspective, it's something happening. So it's like everything has to fit. It's mind-boggling that everything fits, and the chiddush that Hashem gave us bechira, and we appreciate that matana, because he didn't even get up to that yet. We've been learning for weeks and weeks and weeks and pages and pages and pages of bechina on nature, on physics, on teva. He didn't even get up to yet using the koach of bechina on that. Hashem made us, we're Jewish, Hashem gave us the Torah. And like, what a matana, and like, wow, how we should appreciate that, and that's so great. And, he didn't get up to that yet, using the power of Shara Bechina to appreciate that we have Torah mitzvahs. Here he's talking about the chutz, the appreciation that we have, the koach of Bechira, which flies in the face of everything you suddenly realize because of the motion you sowed. Then, it says, when you clarify these things, then you can start living with Hashem, and you become more aware of Hashem, and you can start doing Shavis Hashem L'Negdi Samit. And I can tell you, you can start having bitachon in Hashem, because you'll start relying on Hashem, because it'll be more in your face that Hashem is controlling everything that happens. So it'll be like a no-brainer, so to speak, to have bitachon once. Now, if a person is oiska arbit, if a person has worked through and really, really is into the fact that nothing happens in the world except if Hashem wills it, then bitachon becomes like a no-brainer. Usually you have to work backwards. The way to develop bitachon, he says in Shara Bitachon, the Chavik Lovitz himself says in Shara Bitachon, that the way to develop bitachon is by working on your cognizance that Hashem runs the world. That's how you develop bitachon. But like once, if you've done that already, because you've learned Shara Bechina, right, and you've done it, and you've applied Bechina to that, then bitachon is like easy, so to speak. Kashay is Bor L'Chazeh. And he says, you feel connected to Hashem. And it's a very spiritual, heady, H-E-A-D-Y, experience, he says. It's beautiful, beautiful words. He says, because once you feel in your life that Hashem is the cause of everything that happens, so you feel connected to Him, like an umbilical cord, right? You feel like an Uber with an umbilical cord, and you just always feel connected to Hashem, and it's meromim the person. He says, "V'chashay yizbor l'chazeh." The last five lines on the page, "Bakeres atzmucha." You should check yourself, meaning make yourself cognizant and aware. "Be'ez kol tenuah shata olse." Everything you do, "Uzuchores akesher asher l'Hashem yisrom v'yisader alecha b'kach." You say, like, you know, I'm walking. Hashem is allowing me to walk. Hashem is making me walk. Hashem is allowing me to walk. It's only because of Hashem's ratzon that I'm walking. And this is true in a... Not only is it true theologically, you don't need what he said in this paragraph to say that that's true. But that's true theologically. But it's true, like, scientifically. That's what he's saying. It's true in the physical world. He calls it ruchnius, but... It's physical, it's motion. He calls it ruchnius because you can't sense it with your senses. I'm calling it physical in the sense that it's the physical laws of the Bria that bring it about. I'm using the word physical in that sense. It's not ruchnius in that it's, you know, Torah or mitzvahs. It's physics. It's whatever. It's physics. Whatever word there is, I don't know. So he says. So then you feel so connected to Hashem, because this is like, in a very, very real physical sense, it's like Hashem's carrying you, because Hashem's causing the whole motion of the world, and everything is a result of that. So Hashem is doing it all. And then you become embarrassed to do an Avera. Embarrassed, because, like, oh, okay. Hashem is right there. Hashem is there. Hashem is watching. Hashem is mashgiach. Hashem is causing. Hashem is allowing everything to happen. Then you become maybe bothered by the theological question, how can I do an Avera against the will of Hashem? And that's the Chiddush of Bechira again. But you become cognizant that you're slapping Hashem in the face. First of all, you become cognizant of the Chiddush that you can do an Avera. Do an Avera which is against the will of Hashem, and He's letting you do it in order that you have Bechira, in order that you be Zoche in the best possible Oifen to Gan Eden and Olam Haba through developing your Bechira. But like, it's almost a contradiction of nature, right? Because it's the Ratzon Hashem, but it's not the Ratzon Hashem. So you have to say it's the Ratzon Hashem that you be able to do, not the Ratzon Hashem, right? But ultimately it has to be the Ratzon Hashem too. But then you're embarrassed that you chose, like, He's right there. He's right there. Like, it's like the Philippine, the Filipino is like helping the guy walk, and he turns around and kicks her in the shin. You know, what are you doing? she's making you walk. What are you kicking her for? And that's what you do to Hashem when you're doing Avera. Like, He's letting you walk, and you're kicking him. You're giving him a kick, a slap in the face. So you're embarrassed. V'hismaser l'gezeira, so, and you are able to accept whatever happens to you. You're able to accept it because you're more into that it's Hashem's will. And because of Shar HaBechina, you've developed already, hopefully, you know it's all good. Because look how much good there is in the world, and everything's good. And look at the billions and zillions of laws of nature and the human body that Hashem did. And everything is for the benefit of mankind. Everything is for benefit. So then, and Hashem is causing everything, and it's for benefit. We talked last week about that Hashem is a meitiv, is the nature of Hashem. It's not even in the 13 animamins. It's mamish, the nature of Hashem. So when you're into that, then something bad happens to you. Chalila, you know, you say, you're able to accept it because you say it's not really bad. Well, you know, but in Olam HaZeh it hurts, right? If this ain't bad, man, yeah, right? It's bad. It's bad, but you know, ultimately it's good. Bad things are happening to you for a good reason. It's bad. It's bad to be sick. It's bad to be poor. It's bad to be stressed out. It's bad to have bad things happening to you. There's nothing wrong with saying those words. It's ultimately for the good. It's for a good reason. But if it wouldn't be objectively bad to be sick, then we wouldn't be davening Rafa'enu, right? When you're davening Rafa'enu, you're saying, Hashem, I want to be well, because it's Shleimus, Shleimus Habriya, Shleimus Ha'odom is to be healthy. Shleimus Ha'odom is not to be sick. It's ridiculous. You say to Hashem, I don't know why I'm sick, or maybe I should know, but I don't know, but whatever you're doing, let's do it a different way, please. Or I learned my lesson, whatever. But you're, so when you accept that it's good, it doesn't mean that you have to say, yeah, sick, healthy, it's all the same. That's narish, that's silly. Hashem made a world in which you're supposed to be healthy. If the universe is running the way it should be, then things are running at peak capacity, and people are healthy, and there's no tragedies that happen in the world, right? We're not trying to make believe bad equals good. No, we say it's happening for a good reason, ultimate good, a good reason. So you're able to, and so mainly you're calm. That's like, you know, that's a nichum. So you calm down, and you're able to accept it besimcha, because if you're cognizant of the fact that it's ultimately for the good. So a lot of times you see the good right away, maybe a week later, or sometimes b'shas ma'isa you're able to see the good in it. Eged changed the bus route of the 417 from Malchi Yisrael to Bar Ilan. I was very upset because I used to enjoy going to Geula and going to Sforum stores. I tell you guys, Sforum stores. Going to Sforum stores, and nobody's even laughing. Is anybody listening to me? And I used to enjoy it. You know, you go to Geula, yeah. And now they changed the route, so I was very, very upset. Little did I know that a year later, I would move to Rehov Michal. And now my whole life is different because I don't have to take a bus to get to the 417. I can walk to the 417. And that's a whole, it's life. When you don't have to take a bus to get to the bus, because I'm like a little OC, so I like go outside like 20 minutes early to make sure I don't miss the bus that's going to take me to the bus, and Chas V'Shalom I should miss that bus, so I have like two buses to come 15 minutes early to, so I shouldn't miss it. So you see how much of my time was wasted. Now I'm in the beginning of the route, the second stop. Well, the depot, and then one stop, and then the next stop, the second stop. It's a 6 minute walk from my house. Arya Sonnenberg will be surprised to hear that I could make it in 3 minutes if I want. Doesn't believe me, but I can, without panting that hard, without running, walking fast. I can make it in 3.5 minutes. And if I, and then when I go home, I'm home. So little did I know that when I was angry at Eged for changing the bus, if I would have been, I would have said, Hashem's doing this for a good reason. And I found out a year later how good it was that they changed it to Bar Ilan rather than keeping it on Malchi Yisrael. Mamish. So, and now I can get the 417 or the 418, whichever comes first. Mamish. When do I do what? I don't know. That's why I don't know any more Sforum. I don't know any more what's going on in the world of Sforum. I haven't been browsing in a Sforum store. I went to Shanky's like 2 weeks ago just to browse and catch up on everything that I... Anyway, so you're able to accept what happens. V'kabel b'rotzones mishpoto u'bekach tasages v'tzono. I mean, every phrase here is gold. Mamish gold. I want to stop race. I'm flying through the last phrases. You'll accept what Hashem does. You'll accept it willingly and b'simcha. And then you'll find favor in the eyes of Hashem, because one of the things Hashem likes the most, the Chayvus Halvavus theme in many, many places in the Chayvus Halvavus, that you find favor in the eyes of Hashem when you accept what happens to you and you accept it as Hashem's will, and you say it's good and I accept it, I know it's Hashem's will, so I'm okay with it. When you put your will in consonance with Hashem's will, that's how you motzei chen be'enei Hashem. He throws that in here, but it's throughout the Sefer. He's always referring to that yisod. It's like a yisod in itself. You can talk about that for many, many minutes, hours. It's like you want to find favor in Hashem's eyes. In the end of Shara Bitochon, it talks about Olam Haba, and he says there's two levels of Olam Haba. There's the Olam Haba you get because you deserve it, and then there's the Olam Haba you get because Hashem likes you, because you're motzei chen b'nei Hashem. You went the extra mile, so even though technically, like, you only did a mitzvah, but so you get a certain schar in Olam Haba. But you went that extra mile. Maybe you did it b'simcha, like that extra. The extra gets you an ol what? Maybe it depends on your motivation. If you benched ala kos, the Chavis Halavos would say, if you benched ala kos because you wanted to do something that Hashem is pleasing to Hashem, then you're like Noach motzo chen b'nei Hashem, and Hashem goes the extra mile for you. As he says here, the kach tasiges ritzono, you'll attain Hashem's favor. The tita vachris in yonecha, his mom is like, he alludes to these things he says and elaborates on in other places in the Sefer. Kmo shomer achosed vabotech b'Hashem chesed yisol v'venu, which, so you would think the pasuk is very just saying that if you b'tech b'Hashem, good things happen to you, which is one of the yisodos of bitachon. But here he mamish, so he gives it a whole different meaning, the pasuk. Meaning, Vabotech Hashem is you did the last three lines. You realize everything's from Hashem. So you're embarrassed to do bad. And you feel connected to Hashem. And you therefore accept what happens to you. And you find favor in the eyes of Hashem. So you get a special Olam Haba. That's what he's alluding to here. He elaborates on this Beferish explicitly at the end of Shaar HaBitachon. And that's what the pasuk means. Vabotech b'Hashem chesed yisol v'venu. That chesed will surround him. That extra chesed that you get because you found favor in the eyes of Hashem, because you let Hashem find favor in your eyes. And the Shaar HaBitachon, because the Lovis uses an amazing lashon. He says a person should. It's a funny lashon. I'm laughing. You should be done. Hakadosh Baruch Hu lekaf zchus. You have to be done. People are going to be done. I'm going to be working on the cops too. That he's doing good. Okay, stop here.